What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings, and this is the Idea of Manhood podcast. I'm your host, Five Mics, Dr. Mike, whatever you want to call it. So, as you can see, I'm kind of in a new recording situation because Spotify for podcasters switched over, and it's a new studio thing called Riverside. I don't know. So we'll see how the quality sounds. You all tell me what you hear, what it sounds like, but also it has a video component. So I'm back to like recording myself, which I used to do back. See, I was ahead of the game. But no, so things are going pretty cool on my end. I had a quick thought as I was walking the dog this morning. And it was really about like the complexity of parenting, being a dad, being a dad of older children. I think there's so much information in the ethos about, raising young children, all the things with like babies, when a lot of it is like almost like formulaic. Like they're hungry, they cry, there's like so many public examples or public, remedies for dealing with babies, toddlers, and young children. I find that as kids get older, even with middle school and early high school, there's a lot of information, preteens, adolescent. I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm not in that circle quite yet, or I'm entering that circle now, but there's just not a lot of narrative publicly about the complexities of raising a 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old child. I really, I've been on a kick in saying that like we so much of how we are processing the world as middle-aged people now, with younger people, where in the social media era, I just don't think there's a lot of information out there, right? Like our parents, when they were raising us, there was a separation between the generations that left the other generation unknown, right? Like there was so much about what our parents experienced that we would never know. We had no context. And there was so much of what we were experiencing as young children that our parents had no context, no idea other than their own experience, right? Which is something, but like not in a real tangible way. And I find that in this current generation, like our kids can see what we're experiencing. Like they can see what we're going through. There's documents of it. There's pictures, there's video, there's, and we can also see what our children are experiencing and going through in a different way that I think narrows the gap between generations. I think there's a lot of differences. Of course, you've seen a lot of the conversations recently about Gen X, millennial, we know that there's differences, but I feel like there's not a lot of conversation about how social media, how the media in general has narrowed the differences between generations. I think a lot of the things we're seeing is made up. Like we're trying to make up these differences of how the generations are so different. But because of social media, there is more that we know about each other. There's more that we know about the different generations. Anyway, all that said is that as we are in, we're not entering, we're in the mode of parenting an older, damn near adult at 18, our son is 17. And it's just trippy. Like it's really hard to describe it. It's trippy. Like when you're really thinking about parenting, you can really get in your own head, it's almost like a daily psychological deep dive when thinking about like trying to parent your young adult, your adult, you're still in a stage of adulthood, right? Like we're adults and we're growing and learning, right? And we're trying to instill these, you know, we're trying to be parents. It's just wow, right? And I know this is not new. Like people that have adult kids are like, duh, Mike, like you should know, you should go through this. But there's just not very many forums that talks about it. And in my early entry into this new realm of parenting, I just have some like thoughts. And the main thought that I want to talk about today, because I don't want to, you know, I want to keep my episode short and sweet, and give y'all something to think about, drop the bomb on you, and then come back. But the thing has been spinning in my mind, this word, like sometimes I just get words that'll come up like selfish. Don't be selfish. It's not about you, Mike, dad, parent. That's the word that kept on. So it's like the more things happen with my kids, both of them really, the middle schooler and the, you know, the almost college student, more and more things happen, the more and more I find myself saying, it's not about you. It's not about you. Don't take that personally. Now, don't do it. Don't take it personally, because when you take it personal, it shifts the focus from the child to you, right? And that's not the child's burden. And that's the difference between, I think, our generation of parents and previous generations of parents, is that, you know, that whole like parental guilt thing that the older generations are so good at. I feel like that is our job to get rid of that in parenting, or to minimize it as much as continue to make the focus of our whatever lessons we're trying to teach, whatever we're trying to instill with our kids, whatever messages we're trying to send, to keep it going that way, you know. And when they give us attitude, when they tell us no, when they don't want to be around us, when all, you know, all the things that kids do, to not take it personal and trust that the relationship you've invested in over the past 16, 17, 18 years is strong enough. So when that child is ready to come back home and realize that they need you again, that the door is open. And that is where I think there is a major difference, because what I see, look at my hair, y'all. I had this one lock, two locks, this is another bag. Anyway, one of the main differences that I'm experiencing, I won't generalize and say like everybody I know is having, one of the experiences I'm seeing is that my parents, and I don't even want to put my parents on a block like that, but there's a sentiment where I feel guilt, me as a child, to my, so the directions, right? So I'm a parent and I'm directing information to my kid, you know, back and forth. And then I'm a son. And then, you know, there's a relationship back the other way to my parents, right? And it's just something about that relationship back to my parents that seems to be almost like obligatory. Like, I feel like I'm obligated to do and to engage and to interact on their terms. And it just, it creates this, you know, it just creates an angst in me. I don't know if it creates an angst in them, but it definitely creates an angst in me. So what I'm doing is, in preparation for my child to be out in the world and living his life, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, I've been saying since my child was born, we're raising these kids to leave us, right? We're raising them to get out of here. So when they do, it's almost like you have to trust that you've instilled and established a connection, so that when they need you, as they need you, if they're in trouble, if they're lonely, if they're whatever, that they, or if they're experiencing joy, if they have remarkable accomplishments, that they are going to come back, share that with you, and invite you into their lives. And I don't know. I see how that exchange gets muddy, right? Like, I see how things that I do as a parent to my young children can, like, muddy those waters in terms of them, you know, wanting to be in my presence, you know, wanting to invite me into their lives. That, you know, incessant nagging, or, you know, just, you know, the guilt, the, you know, the passive aggressive comments, the, you know, the not having respect for their time. All of those things creates these, like, walls that build up over time with your newly adult children, because it's almost like we still think of them like they're ours. You know what I'm saying? They do what I tell them to do, or, you know, they, you know, I can maneuver them and shift them in ways that I want, as opposed to first addressing, acknowledging, and accepting their needs. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? So I just think, like, I'm just going to leave that there. It's just something as parents I want us to be thinking about that have older children, you know. And even if your child is in middle school, there's something about, like, that, the independence and how much space you give them, and how much empowerment you give them to do things on their own, and trust them to do it, and let them fail, and be there when they don't, you know, and just it's all of those things, right? And so I just really want us to be thinking about, as parents, you know, as fathers, I think, we're not going to get into that yet. This is just a universal message about parents right now, in general, with older children. I think that there is another deeper, darker criminal link that reflects, like, what is the dad's role in this, right? I think that there is a role that fathers play, especially, and it's making me think, right? It's making me think about, you know, the last generation, especially with Black folks, where there were so many, you know, single moms raising children. It makes me wonder, like, sometimes I see my role as a dad to be the buffer between the natural sensibilities and the raw emotions of a mom, and what is appropriate and not appropriate, but what is, I don't know, the barrier between mom and kid, basically, without complicating it, right? I sometimes feel like dad is that emotional filter, right? Whereas the mom's emotion might be, like, more socialized to be, like, raw, and that guilt, that, you know, that mom energy that we all know. We could talk about it, but we all know what that mom energy is. And sometimes I see dad as, like, the filter to, like, soften some of that and to process it in a way that a young person, a child, a young adult, an adult can understand and accept and digest. And to flip it, so I'm not too hard on the moms, I think that moms too are sometimes a filter for some of the expectations, the demands that fathers have. Mom's love and emotional filter helps to, you know, soften that and make it more palatable for young adults, especially as they get older. We'll talk about that later. But just want to leave y'all with that. I'm trying out this new format. Y'all tell me how it sounds. I'm also on my good mic. I got my headphones. So we lit up in here. So I'll holler at y'all later. This is the Idea of Manhood podcast by Mike's husband, father, educator, writer, MC.